This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Tuesday night, once again,
the Intel Scanner.
Intel Scanner.
It's another groovy Tuesday.
Lots to talk about, lots to cover.
There's a lot of stuff.
I don't know, I haven't been keeping up on the news this last week. Anything exciting in the news? Anything pressing anybody wants to bring up?
Emails.
The Hillary Clinton emails. I'm really sick of hearing about it. They should have just arrested her. She had her people had someone arrested for the same damn thing when she was in power. When the Clinton administration had someone arrested for using a separate email. Whatever. They should just arrest her. All these crooks should be arrested. Supposedly they're trying to push it through for Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and George Bush Jr. to get arrested for war crimes.
I don't see that.
I read
happening.
That somewhere.
That's down in Argentina. Or Venezuela. I always get the two fucking mixed up.
Oh, they're trying to hold them for war crimes in another country? Oh.
Yeah, that would be the International War Crimes Tribunal over there in Denmark, right?
Yeah. And they're trying to hold Condoleezza Rice and Bush up for...
Venezuela, right?
Is it Venezuela?
That was Chavez's country, wasn't it? Hugo Chavez, that was his country?
Venezuela.
I always get them mixed up.
Right.
Well, yeah. They're trying. They've banned them from coming to the country.
I had heard that they banned a whole bunch of Americans, politicians, movie stars, anybody who said anything bad. They've banned a whole bunch of people.
Henry Kissinger, all them guys.
Oliver Stone is allowed in though.
I would think Henry Kissinger would be banned from probably half his planet.
Right, but he's welcome in the United States.
He's welcome here.
Actually,
he's our boy.
He's welcome on this show, for that matter. We would love to interview you, Hank.
You know, he's good friends with Stephen Colbert. He's been on that show a number of times. So he does have, like, a sense of humor, for whatever that's worth.
You know, that or he just gets paid.
Look at them all.
Peons! Commoners dying by the thousands!
And Henry Kissinger's been on the Stephen Colbert show?
Number of times. Like, wow. Stephen Colbert twerked in Henry Kissinger's office. And while Henry Kissinger was sitting in his chair, and he was like pretending to talk on the phone, and Colbert comes in there and he's like twerking around Kissinger while he's sitting in his chair. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen on a...
Huh.
That's brute. Like, it's almost insulting to think of, you know, Genghis Khan having killed hundreds of thousands of people in his day, and then he like twerks.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're trying to humanize Henry Kissinger because everybody knows that he was, you know, people like him and was it Zbigniew?
Zbigniew Brzezinski. I love his name.
Like people like have these names of these huge, you know, government power lords. I mean, they're just trying to humanize him in there in the last days. But we know what you've done. We know that you hate us. All these power people, especially like people like Henry Kissinger. I mean, he would set children on fire, and he has. I mean, he would set children on fire if that's what the agenda called. If that's what the committee told him he had to go do, then that's frightening.
And he would skin a live puppy. I mean,
oh, in front of children. He'd skin a child in front of other children, in front of puppies. To get them in order. The Lord of the Flies shit. Be like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, where do you draw the line when you want to get what you know? I like having my way, too, and I'd go to great lengths to get my way, and what I want to happen. But, I mean, I don't know about skinning babies and stuff, you know what I mean?
But he didn't actually skin a baby.
What?
How do you know?
He did approve it. Well,
skull and bones behind closed doors, all that, I'm sure he had to skin a baby. He had sex with G.W. Bush in a vat of feces. I mean, while being urinated on by the rest of the skull and bones of people.
Yes.
He would do that, so I mean...
Okay,
That's quite a visual.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just having fun with that over here.
You got me stopped up a little bit.
Sorry, yeah, I don't mean to be so graphic. This is a family show.
Do they have their robes on while they're doing all this?
I think they are all painted in some sort of...
Oh, that makes sense.
Paint
that
themselves with feet.
Oh, like body paint. No, yes. They're naked. Like they're big old fucking disgusting old saggy bodies. All
right.
Like,
yeah, finger paint
professional
is cool.
Body paint.
I don't know what else in there is. I don't know.
And the band played on.
You know, I'm looking over the headlines right now. It looks like they're firing up the Large Hadron Collider here this week.
It was coming March.
And
the 13th, I do believe.
It was Friday.
Friday the 13th coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the end of this week.
Oh, they're gonna launch run. It on Friday the 13th?
Well, there'd be their test run. They're starting the test, firing up, and going to ramp it up day by day after that till full power on the 15th.
This is our last show before the end of the world.
So
it could very well be.
And Raytheon and SpaceX, so that sounds like an appropriate topic for...
I mean, I got a lot of good stuff for Raytheon.
Before Shiva comes down...
Do they have a defense against that?
Dances through the wormhole?
It was fucking... That's what I want, yeah.
Or perhaps we'll all be just turned into tachyon particles instantaneously.
Grey goo?
Or maybe the whole world will shake apart and crack into big 20 pieces.
Inverted.
We'll just be like chilling on these big, huge islands. Like somehow gravity will just keep us apart. That'd be kind of cool.
Magnetic fields will grow stronger. We'll all be like 20 feet apart.
Yeah, like we'll all have our own individual little world with our own little gravitational.
Could you imagine
pool?
The trolls then?
Wow, that'd be
everybody fun. Be talking shit. You can't do nothing.
Can't do nothing, bitch.
That's awesome. Can't wait.
Well, anything else going on in the news?
Jimi Hendrix, dude. New song.
Really? Well, old song.
Yeah, but they say that nobody's ever heard it before. I got it up right here.
Nobody. Not even Jimmy heard it himself.
Turns out, he was just in there for a recording session, and this guy was notoriously shady. And 1965, they made this recording, and then nobody ever released it until, like, today. And it's right here on YouTube. Crazy. Other stuff going on in the news. There's ISIS videos of
ISIS.
Children killing Palestinians.
ISIS children?
Yeah.
So that's cool.
That's good
ISIS
times.
ISIS children. The ISIS children brigade.
The ISIS.
One of the most popular television shows in the world right now, BBC's Top Gear, has been suspended.
What's Top Gear?
It's a TV show about high-end cars.
Yeah, they take cars through all these test tracks, or they take them on road trips.
I think they're well into their 23rd season, and it's one of the most downloaded shows on the internet.
I don't watch TV, actually.
That's why I'm saying it's one of the most downloaded shows on the internet, because most people don't anymore, and so you can really track the show's success with international online downloads, and they're kicking ass. Like,
why are they suspended?
Looks like it was due to repeated... violating warnings.
To not drive so fast?
Politically incorrect.
What, they were saying things that...
Yes, talking stuff about commoners, probably.
Oh, yeah, no, not saying anything about the elites? About the...
No, they come from an elitist point of view. Does that make sense? And so to talk smack about commoners from their point of view... If you're rich and
show.
You talk shit about commoners, then it's a problem.
They're rich and they're talking shit. That's, that happens every day.
Yeah, he was characterizing Mexicans as lazy and feckless. Mocked Germans,
feckless.
Romanians, Albanians, and among others. Yeah, I've seen the show a couple of times.
So what's this guy's bloodline? Is he... He's like, everybody sucks. Trace his roots. Be like, oh, wait a sec. Well, fucking, I have family that's all those. So.
You know, I did hear Rothschild in a documentary today. I was watching the documentary about the home that they filmed the Downton Abbey television broadcast in. It's one of the most another one of the most popular TV shows on TV right now. But Downton Abbey is filmed in a Rothschild estate. And I read about the links. The guy whose estate it is, who was the one who married into the Rothschild family, was the guy who found Tutankhamun's tomb.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, they've actually used Rothschild money to better the world. And that's kind of also been my contention for a lot of this. Like, UNICEF and World Heritage Sites, you know what I mean? The Rothschilds have spent their money to protect some things from commoners, but still. From thieves and bandits, too.
From lots of people. What is that?
What is that?
Dun, 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 dun,
I believe it was somebody's nervous
tick. Oh, shit. Here we are. The drones are coming in. That's our drone beacon.
Secret. This is something in the news. The Secret Service is engaging in tests on how to prevent against drone attacks on the White House. They've been doing it late at night. So they have like these drones and shit flying around the White House, and they got snipers out there because they've been practicing shooting them out of this.
That's distraction bullshit.
They're trying to send out fucking like. Jamming signals to them just so that they fucking crash them or they try to fucking over fucking take them too and shit.
They'll zap it with some kind of homing laser and then they'll trace real quick whoever's got that handle in their hand.
Lasers courtesy of who?
Well, yeah, that brings up a good topic, Raytheon tonight. Should we go in on Raytheon, talk a little bit more about ISIS? What exactly is ISIS over there? They're killing Palestinian children?
Yeah, ISIS is a... basically has released another video of the beheadings in this new television series of ISIS and the people they're killing.
Oh, is it like a YouTube show?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love it. Well, it's the same as the beheadings, but in this episode, it's a child killing a Palestinian captive. I didn't watch the video. You know, I wanted to save.
See, I knew there was more to this story. Now that sounds fun. See, why aren't more children doing this around?
Dude.
They want to waste their time playing video games. And what happened? Kids used to play outside.
Yeah, go kill for
real. Yeah, go behead dogs or cats and stuff. That was good times.
I ever tell you about my big plan? It's going to be old people, dude.
Beheading old people?
No, it's going to be strapping bombs to old people. Suicide bombers, but...
Yeah, why use young people?
Yeah, why not clean out a nursing home?
No shit. That'll give them a purpose.
Totally. They're all dying.
They could have the one last purpose. They had a purpose that whole time in their life, and now they could. Wow.
Go into a nursing home. Give each one of them a suitcase nuke. Not tell them what's in it. Tell them like these are.
Give them a plane ticket.
Or sarin gas, or all sorts of. I mean, it doesn't have to be
just one vacation.
I mean, we could just biological weapons, smallpox.
Where'd I win a vacation to? New York City.
Yeah, send them to Disney World and stuff.
Oh, no, I don't know why you
always wanted to see Florida.
Young people as a weapon. I don't know why you don't use old people as a weapon. Old people are going to be the most populous that they've ever been in the history of the whole world.
So really what you're saying for the revolution, that's who we need to radicalize,
is
the old people.
Old people.
That's a good call.
Yeah. And then you turn young people. I mean, like, even if you went through right now and wiped out everybody under 30 in the whole world... The world would easily come back. I mean, that's only... It's not even half the population.
See, that's a good idea. Should we get rid of the youngest 30 or the oldest 30?
Everybody's...
The oldest 30.
The youngest
30?
Yeah, I think I would say let's get rid of...
They're a lack of... They're consuming resources and they're not producing anything.
And they're extremely self-entitled and it's disgusting.
Oh, it's horrible.
Just... Yes. So should ISIS come to the U.S. and start fucking beheading American teenagers?
In the U.S., man, there was the guy on in the Berkeley campus, right, who spent 24 hours or one full Sunday in the Berkeley campus with a Israeli flag, right? Just kind of stood there with an Israeli flag. And then he spent the next day standing there with an ISIS flag. And he stood there in the middle of the walkway on the Berkeley campus for people to walk past him all day with an ISIS flag. And he said more people had bad things to say about the Israeli flag than they had to say about the ISIS flag. And so there are small...
At Berkeley?
At Berkeley. Wow. There are like small demonstrations for in an ISIS testing ground focus group kind of thing. Like, what do Americans really think? And Americans way more support ISIS than they do Israel, on a commoner's point of view. I mean, all the news outlets and the media are trying to shove down your throat, beheading Americans is wrong, we need to support Israel. But anybody who's got a Twitter feed knows that Israel's the one instigating these problems, and that ISIS is just responding in kind, and it's not the other way around. People are finding that out on their own, and they're not supporting the establishment. They're supporting ISIS.
They got a good life over there. I mean, they're like at the beach all the time. They're always driving.
Are we talking about Berkeley?
Oh no!
Are we stereotyping Californians right now?
They got those. No, they got those. Yeah.
There's good fishing in California. There's good fishing in Israel. I don't know. It's just,
well, the Persian Gulf has got to have good fishing. They got to have access.
Got to have something.
But they you always see them in those trucks, you know, and they're brand new fucking Chevys and Fords and fucking
Toyotas. No, I think this is entirely what they're afraid of. I think if people start waving ISIS flags in the United States, one, they're going to get immediately flagged by their local police and FBI. Two, they are entirely going to be swelled and supported by their community, and that is going to strike fear into the hearts of the established community, the Christians and the churches and all these, you know, organizations and every local group. And I think it's going to be a real problem, dude. But, you know, what did people couldn't really do anything when brown shirts started marching in the streets just for fun, just like two or three guys in brown shirts, just boom, 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 down the street. And it didn't take more than a year for there to go from 100 guys in brown shirts to 10,000 guys in brown shirts. And that shit just happens. If you,
so you think we're going to have an Islamic army here? Do you see that happening?
They'll be working for the IRS, probably.
Yeah, well, they'll definitely have government connections. There's no way any type of army could rise in this country without corporate help, corporate military.
I think what's really at issue here is that American laws are really built to protect religious extremists. And now that our enemy is just a different religion and they're extremists, we're having a real hard time finding legislative ground to stand on to defeat them in our own country. Like, if they were to come here and start their ISIS flagging, doing their own thing, buying their own land and setting up mosques and churches and building
recruiting new members
and doing what Mormons do, if they were to go straight Mormon on the United States and build just huge temples all over the place, I mean, you couldn't do dick about it. This country is entirely engineered to make sure that the Mormons have their space.
And we're letting through all of these Muslim extremists from ISIS into the United States. How are they getting their green card if they're ISIS extremists? I don't think they're given, like, here's your citizenship, Mr. ISIS.
No, our immigration policy is gridlocked right now. I mean, nobody's getting into the United States.
So
but those ideas are coming through the internet, man. And there are a lot of good young people out there who were raised in a Christian faith and were all of a sudden crushed when they realized that the Jesus thing was just kind of a story. Okay? But the real Muhammad thing isn't a story. That was a dude. That shit happened. There's corpses. There are still fires burning from the time when he set them. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, you can't really... I mean, so there are people who really want, like, a God figure as a man and all of this BS that they shove down your throat in churches nowadays. They're really going to find that crap in Islam. And I... You know what I mean? And I think that you will be wholly surprised when the old people are gone and not telling young people, you need to come back to Christian church. As soon as hipsters start going to mosques and it becomes trendy, and I met this hot chick at the mosque last week.
Awesome.
It'll catch fire and it'll just happen.
It will, because God believers have to believe in a God. It doesn't matter what the God is. They're just switching. They're not really switching much in your brain. To go from a Christian to a Muslim isn't hard to switch over.
No, that's an easy.
It's a real easy switch. Really, yeah.
Especially since Muhammad's way easier to verify and, you know,
especially
know
as
that,
a man.
That was a dude, a warrior. He did all this stuff and he took over. He went from the nomad to the.
I mean,
big
even
city
the Jews
takeover.
Know he was a real person because they still want to kick his ass. You know what I mean? Like, he fucked them up so bad in history, in his life, that guys were just writing it down like, Muhammad wins, Muhammad wins, Muhammad wins, Jews are losing. You know what I mean? But, I mean, to the Jews' credit, they haven't lost yet. They have a country, and they're kicking ass on a level of which they never have in history right now. And I just watched Gods and Kings, the new Christian Bale's Moses movie. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Is it good?
Movie.
Is it good?
Oh, I'm like such, like, when I watched Russell Crowe be Noah, I was like a Noah freak for like a week. I was like, no, kick your ass. You know what I mean? But now I feel the same way about Moses. I'd be like, Moses, don't fuck with Moses, dude. Him and his God are not to be trifled
with. His volcano God?
Dude, don't worry about what it's God is. It's a fucking volcano god. Don't put names on it. It will kick your ass.
It's the spirit of the volcano or whatever. Some old guy living up there at the time. Who knows?
It wasn't.
Some time traveler with a flashlight.
When you say volcano, you fail to realize that...
volcano, Mount Sinai.
A volcano goes up, right? And the lava comes up through the volcano. And it only spits out so much. That zit is still full of pus to the brim. And when the dirt around the outside of the pus fades away, you're left with the Devil's Tower, which we have right down here in Wyoming. And so it's this big inside of a volcano magma spire, and then all the dirt gets washed away around it, and this is one solid piece of rock, and it stands there like that. That's a common geological thing, and don't be making a thing out of that.
It's a volcano still, Mount Sinai. It says even in the Bible, Torah, whatever you want to call it, it was a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of smoke by day.
No, that was the thing that was that they were chasing through the desert for 40 years. That sounds like a glowing
volcano at night. You could see the glow of the volcano, and then in the day, it's just a pillar of smoke.
So they were on their way to Italy until...
It says it right there, clear as day.
So they were on their way to what, Pompeii?
It's just misinterpreted. That's Mount Sinai.
No, Mount Sinai and the pillar of fire are two totally different episodes, man.
No. What?
The pillar of fire is at the end of the story when they're walking through the desert. Mount Sinai is at the beginning of the story, yeah, which is what makes him go back to find out what the hell happened to the slaves 10 years later.
Would it be like my kneesies?
See, we should have brought the Bibles in just to have a Bible.
Yeah, night. We should have. God, we should just next roll
week?
With
Bible
it.
Night next week?
I normally do.
We could. We were about due for another Bible show,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, I think we should do another Bible night.
I mean, given this new...
But movie, I'm going to bring a Quran,
beers
too.
Beers and Bibles,
and
part
Qurans.
Two.
I'm going to bring a Quran.
Okay.
Just
Beers and Bibles, part two, and a Quran.
And a Quran.
When you walk into the Scottish Rite Freemasonry temple in Washington, D.C., they have the Quran, the Holy Bible, and a third book, Egyptian Book of the Dead or something. But they have all three texts sitting right out there. And they don't care what you believe in so long as you believe in God. Like, Freemasonry is so ready to make the switch from Christianity to Islam.
They want it.
They've been ready for hundreds of years, ready to make this switch. Like, Islam is hip, and as soon as it comes hip in the United States, and they put it in a movie where a young hip guy goes into a mosque and finds Allah and gets converted.
They're already making every black dude to be that character in movies.
Well, they started that back in the 60s, and I don't think the Malcolm X Islam thing really caught with black people back then. And I don't know how you would repackage it and sell it to them now.
I mean, back east, there's actually a huge Muslim population.
Oh, you look at it. You know how you do it?
Predominantly black people.
That's how you sell it to them. Look at the hottest place to go in the whole fucking world right now is Dubai. And what's the fucking...
Right, but that's because they got the money and the gangster shit. That's not because of their
all the resorts and stuff.
Right? Yeah, that's because of the pools and the cars and the chicks.
I know, but it's by fucking culture, though. You know,
it's not culturally cars and chicks, dude. That's an American thing.
That's what
thing.
Attracts them. They were like, when you go there,
it's a rich people thing all around the world. Thing, yeah. That ain't even American. Saudi princes love cars and chicks.
I know, but when they come back, influenced by it. And then they put that shit out there and on themselves, and everybody follows them. It's a complete fucking domino effect. Back and forth. It'll start there, and it'll fade itself all the way over here.
I mean, Benji Netanyahu loves cars and chicks and probably hangs out in Dubai, too, vacays there.
I got to correct myself. I was calling him Benji last week. It's Bebe. It's Bibi Netanyahu.
Bibi. But it's so much easier to say Benji. I love
Benji.
Well,
that's just us being assholes about it.
That's right.
His friends call him BB, and if we want to be cool,
not his friend. He's not my friend.
If we want to get him on the show and be cool about it,
call him Bingo.
We got to call him BB.
I'll have him on the show under duress and be like, I'm going to be mean to you, but you can come on and, be mean back if you want.
He's only going to come on your show if...
Bitch, do you... What the fuck?
If you're going to allow him to tell me that...
I'll call him BB.
They have never instigated a fight ever, and they don't even know why Muhammad was trying to kill him in the first place. They've been instigating this fight against us for 1,500 years, and we just wanted to stop.
Just wanted to. Hey.
Leave our temple alone.
Not enough yet?
Well, that's a good topic about how Islam is taking over. And that's a good way to put it, that I could see that a lot of the progressive, like the progressive movement and the hipsters, when they start going to mosques and it starts coming out in movies, and that's
That'll change so fast. I mean, people.
It will.
People will be converting old churches into mosques, and they'll be doing. I mean, and you won't see a difference in average people because, again, it's like common Jews still eat pork. They still eat on work on Sundays. I mean, it's being. I think honestly, most people aren't going to see the issue. Most of the world is Islamic already, and it's really only a rarity in the States. As soon as it catches in the States and it catches up to the world average, Christianity will be a joke. Much as it portrays itself now, with allowing Mormons to build temples all over the place and make a mockery out of their religion.
Now we're opening up a whole new thing. Now let's say 9/11 that I think most of us can agree that there was government involvement. Maybe is that a deeper plot to spread Muslim, the Nation of Islam?
I think they really detached that incident from the Nation of Islam. It's a good
recruiting tool.
I mean, those were just dudes who were up to their own thing, man.
Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda. That's what they tried to sell it to us as was Al-Qaeda. Yeah, but right. Al-Qaeda wasn't religiously motivated at the time. And we still have a hard time demonizing Islam in and of itself. The only thing they can say on TV right now is Islamic extremists. But if they don't put it in that context, they're insulting Saudi Arabia, our number one ally, with every single word that isn't in an extremist context. And so their Fox News funding would dry up in a second if they just came out with a broad paintbrush and said, all of Islam is evil. You know what I mean? If that's really what Bill O'Reilly said in, like, a sentence in context, he would never be on the air again.
They're doing that, though, anyways. I mean, they're portraying all these guys that are beheading people, making up videos, making up shit, burning people, beheading people on the beach. Oh, Jihadi Johnny or whatever the hell that guy. He cut another guy's head off again, fakely. And what the fuck? They're trying to push that Islam is evil, though, on that faction.
I think that they're trying to do a who's the people who were protesting military funerals?
Westboro Baptist Church.
I think they're trying to color in that fashion. I think they're trying to color these assholes in, we don't know these assholes. They're the Westboro Baptist Church. They don't stand for Jesus. They don't know anything about Jesus, is what most Christians would say about the Westboro Baptist Church. And I think that's the light they've been trying to paint these Islamic extremists and the 9/11ers in the same light.
Perhaps. I just think that it's a convoluted thing, though. They're making them seem like these Muslims, these Islamic extremists are killing Americans. But they're so cool. But that's not actually Islam. Even the president's going, not saying Islamic extremists. ISIL. He said, saying that ISIL is not Islamic.
No, the last quote I heard from the president, which I thought was great, is he said that even the Christians from the Crusades all the way up until using the Holy Bible to read at their slaves, so as to where as soon as all the black slaves were just reading the Bible to each other, they abolished slavery. They're like, we don't need slavery anymore because the Bible worked. And so now the whole South reads the Bible. They don't need slavery anymore. But if the Bible stopped working, they would have to reinstitute slavery. Because it's the same fucking thing, is my point. The Bible is a slaver's
tool.
You will
worship a god there, non-believer boy.
Uh-huh.
And it was just the opposite with, like, Vladimir Lenin. It was like, you will not believe in God. But it's the same thing. You got to believe either way. You will believe in what government tells you to believe in.
I tell people not to have beliefs.
I believe and TV.
You don't need to believe nothing, all right? You're just alive and you're observing things. Yes. And you observe things and you feel things. But you don't have to fucking believe anything, dude. Believe, we have a large Hadron Collider. It's a fucked up word. And as soon as you start using it, people can manipulate you.
Yes.
And I personally don't believe in or for nothing.
I don't believe things. I only know things.
Yeah, I know what I observed. Or I
do not know things, you know?
I know what I observed.
Know or I do not.
And I know what I read. And I read that he observed some shit that was a lot like what I really observed.
But to believe is a wish-washy thing, leaves shadow of doubt and wonder, maybe believe, I don't know. I believe it might be there, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a really weak word.
I don't know. It's not, it is, it's so huge. It's a disempowering word.
Entirely.
For someone to hold on to that type of idea that I believe this. I believe in you, God. I believe in Jesus.
And I think once you take the word believe away from people, I think it's almost worse than faith. You know, like,
wouldn't it be stronger to say, I know God?
Yeah, or I have faith in God. Oh, yeah. I don't believe in your stupid, dogmatic, irritating, redundant story. Okay? I have faith that...
So if Islam can pump that kind of idea and make people latch onto that, then yes, I can see it taking over and spreading like wildfire, especially through the younger generation.
You don't believe in Allah. You don't believe in Islam. You live Islam. You are a Muslim or you're not.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know what I mean? There's no believing or personal relationships with fucking Muhammad or any of that horse shit. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? All that personal relationship with Jesus shit, dude, is so manipulative. And it's the most irritating thing you can hear.
It is.
People who want to break into spirituality say, like, because I want to encourage my friends, be spiritual with me. Take this journey. I think that you will actually find a more empowering faith in God by going down the rabbit hole than otherwise. But you can't, you just can't tell me what you believe because you've stopped yourself from learning anything. We are going to take in a number of observations from the text of things that people have observed through the years, and then we will mull over it. We will compare it to more modern observations, and we will come up with real answers. But to go around saying you believe in shit, that's
just dangerous.
It's dangerous and it's false, and you say it in front of where your kids can hear it, and you say it and where your parents can hear it, which is most important, because then they believe that you believe the thing that they believe, and that's fucked up.
I mean, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Knock it
do
off.
Do you believe in the Easter Bunny?
Yes, I believe in Santa Claus.
Do you believe? Are you a believer?
I believe you when you tell me is my point, because I have no proof to the contrary. But I don't have any faith in Santa Claus. I don't have any faith in the Easter Bunny. And so that's where the distinction is. Like, I believe you when you tell me that your Swami that you met in Vijayanagara in India, while you were over there on holiday or whatever, you met this guy and he was levitating the whole time. You were with him for 2 days, never saw him put his feet on the ground. Okay?
That'd be cool.
That's something. That's a fucking observation that people have said, that's some shit that people observe when they go away. And my contention is that I believe you. I believe you just said those words to me. You know what I mean? I believe that you used the English language in a comprehensive way, that I understood what you were trying to make me understand, and I believe that you had that observation. Do I have faith that people can fly? Yeah. Does my belief in your not lying to me about your observation make this more true? Probably. But that's not for that reason. I just believe you because I don't want to call people fucking liars. Then you're just walking around calling everybody an asshole. And that makes you an asshole.
That makes you an asshole.
And I'm not that asshole. So I believe you when you tell me something. But no, I don't have any faith in anything really outside of that there is a God and he is a badass, because my atoms stick together to create a pretty coherent me. And it's not you. And thank God that I get to be me and not your ugly fucking ass. You know what I mean?
I agree. No one would want to be.
Thank God that I am not you is really where my faith comes to at the bottom of that
rabbit. I think the only one that ever would want to be me is me.
Nobody else likes me that much.
Yeah. Depends if you hang out with me a lot. Maybe you'd like to be more like me.
Oh, it's getting deep in here.
Yeah, it's getting deep.
It is definitely getting deep. Well, I guess we should get started on topic.
Thanks for tuning in on this Intel Scanner. We, as always, are the Roundtable Discussion Panel. You can call in. The lines are open. 406-545-4496, option 1. I am... so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to be here with you, to all our listeners all around the world. We love you all. Raytheon?
The corporation.
Do we love Raytheon?
The myth, the legend.
Yes, the...
the conspiracy.
Well, since corporations are considered a man, right? Is it the man, the myth, the legend?
The man, the myth, the legend.
Raytheon. Only goes by one name, like Sting.
A personal journey of
Prince,
decades.
Like Prince.
Raytheon. bringing good and wonderful things to people, like guided missile systems. Yay for them.
Lasers.
Oh boy, I pulled up. You didn't have to go very far to pull up dirt on good old Raytheon. Established in 1922, it was reincorporated in 1928 and adopted its present name in 1959. The company has around 63,000 employees worldwide. Annual revenues, approximate $25 billion. Here's the kicker. More than 90% of Raytheon's revenues were obtained from military contracts. And as of 2012, it is the fifth largest military contractor in the world and the fourth largest defense contractor in the United States by revenue. So, 90% funded military welfare, corporate welfare funded corporation, but yet they are traded on the stock market as a privately funded company when they're funded by government dollars. So, I mean, really think about how much money is being washed through these type companies. You brought up a good point earlier about politicians.
Yeah, let's talk about where they're getting their money from, because obviously Raytheon was awarded a $122 million U.S. Navy contract to buy 114 new Tomahawk Block 4 missiles. Now, this contract was just awarded this morning. And
wow. No shit.
Breaking news.
And this contract represents a huge portion of the money that they plan on making through the year, and they plan on having those missiles finished by 2017. The Tomahawk Block 4 missile represents the number one engaging weapon that the United States has used since 2007. We need to talk about how they were awarded that money. And my contention is that if they make 90% of all of their money through military contracts, and senators have to approve those military contracts, and then the corporation gets to reinvest that money into those senators' campaign funds. And if you look at the campaign fund contributions versus the salary.com reportings for 2013 summaries for the top five executives for Raytheon, you find that they were awarded the same salary and compensation package. So it was something to the tune of $750,000 in money. It was $250,000 in speaking fees, and then it was $3.5 million in stocks and not stock options. And so that's reported from salary.com. And then you go over to the campaign contribution websites, and you find that the senators are contributed on much to the same tune of right around $4.5 million. And so I thought that was interesting, and so I tried to go to salary.com and look up a couple other salaries, and it turns out that Raytheon is right in the pocket with compensating their executive employees with Costco, Walmart, and other defense and non-defense corporations. What I thought was one of the most interesting divides is the CEO makes five times as much money as the chief financial officer. And even between CEOs and their executives, the wealth divide is getting huge. And that's an interesting point too. I mean, with a 99-to-1 scale, man, every few ticks on that
was a solid fucking
education is interesting.
That's a circle of corporate welfare right there.
We're talking about Costco, you could say made their $9 billion. They really pulled all of those, I think $13 trillion in income right out of the public. I mean, all that money came from common people, and Raytheon's money came from the government. And so when you go to say, like, who's more hurting the public, you could say, well, Raytheon's hurting common people all over the world. They have to use all 117 of these Tomahawk missiles. They're not going to just let them go bad. They only have, like, a 15-year lifespan on them. Got to blow somebody up. And so people will die for all 117 of those missiles that Raytheon has to make. And nobody's really dying in the Costco-y stealing from the people sense. And so it's whether or not enslaving your people is as bad as just killing other people. And that's, I think, a tough, you know, ethical conversation that I don't even care to have. But what's interesting is that Raytheon is properly compensating their employees and executives in the similar fashion to other corporations that make that kind of money.
Well, why wouldn't they? But see, their money isn't from employees producing. Their money is from tax money. So, I mean, their employees...
There's a significant cost to materials to a Tomahawk Block 4 missile, just for the record.
And that's not all they make. They make, I mean, missile defense systems like the Patriot missile. Remember that one from the
Cold War? They're making software to hack... In 2010, they developed, what was it, Extreme Scale Analytics, Rapid Information Overlay Technology, RIOT. I love these government acronyms. I want to be an acronym writer, which allows the user to track people's movements and even predict their behavior by mining data with social networking sites, including Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so, I mean, Raytheon's involved in everything. Raytheon's involved in a lot of things. Okay, and this is the best one. Raytheon claims that it has not sold this software to any clients, but has shared it with U.S. government and industry. So that's good.
Of course. Work hand in hand with the government. That is their thing. That is what they do.
That's the bread and butter.
They're the secret government that controls the military-industrial complex. They're the guys with all the mad scientists coming up with all this shit. Like... the guidance systems used to control the planes that went into the towers on 9/11 and the plane that went into the Pentagon. So they say.
I think that was more Boeing.
Raytheon. Raytheon was about to tank as a company. They were kind of going under, losing stocks, plummeting sales. And so then all of a sudden after 9/11, their guidance systems went off. I mean, everybody started buying them around the world. Missile guidance systems. It's 1 out of 4 of their dollars comes from missile guidance systems. Out of all their government contracts, that's a quarter of their shit is that.
Right, but on the front page of their website right now, like today, they have an awesome article about how they just broke technology and they built a radar amplifier that's 5 times more effective than existing radar amplifier technology that we have right now. In layman's terms, that thing will go on a scale of like to the 5th power, possibly more farther than we have radar today. So we're talking about even radar on satellites, radar on the ground, radar domestically. They can put these new radars, these op amps on there. And the other thing that they don't mention, which I think is important, is that these small and more powerful op amps will be also used in LRAD systems, which, if you don't know what that is, that's the long range acoustic disabling device, and that is that's the big speakers where you see people in the streets, and then the military guys have their headphones on and they're aiming a fucking cone
sound at cannons. People.
It's just basically a cone.
They were using that like in the invasion of Panama. They were talking about those exact type weapons.
That's where they tested them out at. It was awesome. Yeah,
got 5 times more powerful like this morning.
Good. And they were already blowing people's eyeballs out of their faces with those weapons, you know, back in Panama.
Oh, yeah, but now they're smaller. Now we're going to be able to build them into cell phones.
Good.
Now, like, we'll be able to throw a cell phone into a room and it'll make a noise that will disable everybody in the room.
That's sweet. I want one.
Technically, your cell phone, you could do it if you just put like the op amp and you solder it into your cell phone at any point. Your cell phone will then be capable of disabling humans with that noise.
That's sweet.
Okay, run that by me again. What now?
There is a noise that will hurt people, yeah?
Right.
And to make that noise on... to propagate a wave of that fashion,
you can hook it up to your phone.
Yeah,
scary
component to make your phone.
That's what the point.
And then aim it at somebody. Be like, shh.
No, it'll be like a frag or a light bomb.
It would be like a frag. Yeah, like a frag grenade.
Yeah, it would be like a light grenade
rather than a laser.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a laser.
It would
arc out. Has a sphere of influence.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, I'm scared.
Yeah, but the implied uses of such technology is horrifically dangerous. I mean, I guess if you were to fathom some cool shit they could do with it, they should be able to finally radar scan the bottom of the deepest part of the oceans. They should be able to, I mean, even it should be sensitive enough to even pick up like big ass fish. Once you get down to a low enough point where there's not a lot of current in the water, you should be able to pick up fish swimming under you and see, like, you know, the Kraken or whatever. We should be able to scan for the Kraken with this thing, which would be cool, right? To piss
Davy Jones.
We're gonna find the Loch Ness monster then.
Oh fuck!
Raytheon's gonna find the Loch Ness monster.
Ooh, I mean, nice. What if that's what they use their technology for?
Cool. They're like Jesus. They're going to use their powers for good and healing the sick and making the blind to see.
Jesus healed like one guy.
Or whatever. Didn't he heal a leper? A blind man.
It was probably acne at that.
It would be different if he walked into like a hospital and was like, boom, we're rolling out of here and cleaned out hospitals. You know what I mean? It was just like, we're out.
See, that's what I would do.
If you just walked in the front door of a hospital, walked from room to room, it was like, you with me? Boom, laying hands. Boom, let's go. Boom. And then everybody in the hospital comes rolling out of there. No leukemia. No fucking AIDS. No fucking leprosy.
I don't think they had all that stuff back then. Leprosy, of course.
No, that's what I expect from this new Jesus.
The new Jesus. Yes. Like, which is Raytheon, basically. Yeah. The new Jesus.
Raytheon is new Jesus.
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to have to go to break, and then when we get back, we're going to talk more about new Jesus Raytheon. So stay tuned.
Kick letting my mind wander, traveling the distance, I swear it's getting longer. I'm steady growing stronger, always gaining wisdom, sharing it with the fam as we're building up a kingdom, changing up the system, doing just what we want, twisting mad blunts, making way to the front, it's a hectic hunt, but we know just what we're looking for, aggressively progressive in our search to open new doors, love to explore, sharing all that I find, flowing through life, open book with an open mind, uh-huh. Your girl.
I got better things to do.
Me and you.
Better things to do.
That makes two. In action, blush for satisfaction. This is more than the passion, they're pulling in some cash. Man, I started as a fan on the label of an artist. Wanna be the best, but don't need to be the hardest. It's called hard, kid. We all got it. Emotions ignore it, shooting to simply fit in. I did the opposite, started up a fan, spreading knowledge at hand. I've gained traveling the land. See, I know your plans, take your way to the top. Trying to chop on the comp, never knowing to stop. I'm claiming the rack shop, I got no time for your ignorance. Your fake bliss, flowing like a dirty ditch. It's called kiss, keep it simple, stupid. Fame ain't based on the people you can ruin. Gotta keep it flowing, flow fluid like a free throw. From up high to down low, man, let's go.
Hemingway, poetic fam, wanderlust, okay. I think I'm moving in the right direction. I got my eyes on the prize and the light's always brighter near the intersection. I'm feeling blinded, trying to figure out which way to go. Just play it slow, dedicated to the manifestation. I manifest it with a pencil to my mental. I develop the ill, taking the pain away when I be making the music that's real. Reminiscing of the legends that I listen to still. And some people don't understand. It ain't a problem, I'm probably showing up to them. I got enough to go around, cause my people hold me down. Always bringing them the sound, traveling from town to town. But I ain't got the time to listen to you whine. I'll be waiting or debating with haters. I'm on my ground feeling fine. Said it's me and Stormy Night on the mic. And you know we do it right. I got
better things to do.
What's that?
Better things to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Better things to do than remember you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I got better things to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Intel Scanner, Tuesday nights. We're glad that you're here with us.
Really nice evening. In Gaza. It's probably really nice there right now. So, I mean, there's much stuff we go over all the time on
the
show.
It's like 10 in the morning in Gaza.
Yeah. So the Nazis won.
Yep.
This is their empire we live in now. The corporations work hand in hand with the government.
Raytheon being one of those.
One of the biggest, and they're the largest welfare recipients by far, is the major corporations that
Northrop
are funded.
Northrop Grumman.
Boeing. Lockheed Martin and Boeing.
RCA.
Those are the top ones.
The one that started them all. How'd you say that the other day? RCA was.
Oh, it spun off like Fraser off of Cheers. Like, RCA spawned a whole bunch of these. RCA was involved with the beginning of Raytheon, the beginning of Serco.
Yes, and they're using all the military-industrial complex to expand the empire in countries around the world with all these wars and secret wars and all this craziness, not to mention the surveillance grid watches and records pretty much everyone all the time. Yay, that's fun. So, and this is all thanks to the new Jesus. Praise Raytheon.
Praise Raytheon.
Praise Raytheon.
Thank you for all you do. I like this. I was going through my notes here. It says that George H.W. Bush traveled to Raytheon's Patriot Missile Manufacturing Plant in Andover, Massachusetts during the Gulf War. And he declared that these were the greatest weapons, that these were going to take over, and they were just a total flop. But yeah, Raytheon did the Patriot, or the
Patriot missile system. That was their first guided missile system, and that had like a 9% to 40% effectiveness on shooting down incoming mortars and missile projectiles. Whereas this new Iron Dome they got
going on
has an 85 to 90% rate of effectiveness in shooting down incoming mortars and missiles. So they really upped their grade their quality of missile protection is greatly improved. So they got that Iron Dome contract locked down. Also, and it's $149 million for 10-year missiles, which are the main missile.
That's just like one little part of it. I mean, they get, $20 billion a year in corporate welfare?
It's a lot. Not to mention, they're working
$25 billion since 2012.
I mean, they were about to flop. Their company was going under, so all of a sudden 9/11 happened. Right before that, they had just been testing these guided missile guidance systems for planes to take off, land, fly themselves, all remote, pilotless aircraft. Tested it on a FedEx plane in New Mexico at a military base in 01. And it was public record. They have this technology, pilotless planes. So all of a sudden, their stocks boosted. They started selling these systems to governments and industry around the world. And their connection to 9/11, actually, there was on all of the 9/11 flights, there were Raytheon employees.
Well, I've never heard that.
Like high ups. Yeah, I mean, Stanley Hall, Director of Program Management for Raytheon Electronics Warfare Program on Flight 77. Peter Gay, Raytheon VP of Ops.
Gay.
Yeah, for Electronic Systems.
Gay Peter.
A whole bunch of them. Kenneth Waldy, Senior QC Engineer, Raytheon Electronics Systems Division on Flight 11. I mean, there's a bunch of them on Flight 11, Flight 77. David Kovalkin, Senior Mechanical Engineer, Raytheon Electronics Systems, Flight 11. Herbert Homer, Raytheon Corporate Exec, working with the Department of Defense on Flight 175.
Wow, so on three separate flights, there were Raytheon...
Four, even. 175, 11, 77, I guess, yeah, three. Yeah, my bad. So, yes, they were, I mean, those were, it seems, and there were also lots of military personnel connected with the Department of Justice, Department of Defense.
That's intense.
Very intense.
So, it seems coincidental that these guys were all these Raytheon people were on these flights.
Maybe it was just a setup death. Maybe these guys are out doing whatever they want now, and they're like ghosts, and it was just like a setup to die. Maybe that's why there was so many military people that, quote-unquote, allegedly died.
They just, well, it's, you know, Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
tie up the loose ends, you know? I mean, maybe they never even knew it was coming.
Yeah, and then they can just start their own, like, secret DARPA that's totally in the shadows, all these scientists and...
Well, of course. I mean, you know they've only got so much that they're actually showing us.
Well, technology-wise, yeah.
Well, yeah, because what's going on with a lot of this technology, and it reminds me of that Malaysia flight. What was that one that we were just talking about?
370?
That Malaysia flight that went down had four of the five patent holders for the next A80 chip that's coming out, the next quad-core cell phone chip that's going to revolutionize microcomputer electronics, and it's going to revolutionize robot electronics. With the new Arduino technologies and the A20s and the A80s that are being built right now, some of these new high-end microchips that you'll see in your really expensive $800 to $900,000 cell phones, those microchips are more than powerful enough to operate a lunar landing, let alone an average household cleaning, walking, talking robot connected to the internet. And my point is four out of five of the patent holders on that very computer chip have died in that Malaysia flight. And the one remaining guy can be tied to the Bilderberg Group and the Rothschilds.
It's all these same names that keep popping up, really. So, boy, I don't even know where to go.
My point on all of that is, at what point do we have to say, where are we trying to fault these guys? Like, at what are we trying to say? Like, yes, they're laundering money for politicians the same way that we can prove every other corporation is. They are actually contributing to real Earth technology that has always benefited people. I mean, people were using Raytheon vacuum tubes in their home stereo systems in the 60s. Raytheon vacuum tubes, advanced guitar amplifier technology.
Jimi Hendrix.
Back to Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix Raytheon connection.
Yes.
you've got the Iron Dome, and you've got these, like I said, these missions will help, these amplifiers will also help guide satellites through space. They've got five exponential range that they used to have. And that's going to boost our exploration on Saturn, on Venus, in our nearby solar system.
That's what they say, but all they do is just surveillance and war technology. They're not doing anything to really benefit mankind at all, except provide more war.
They are monitoring cloud patterns pretty well.
Oh, I didn't realize the cloud pattern thing.
Yeah.
That's
meteorology.
Awesome. Yeah.
These fuckers are creating the most these are horrible weapons.
The biggest teeth on the war machine that has ever existed in the history of mankind this time around.
Don't they want to create some kind of weapon from weather?
Oh yeah, been a goal. That's on record. They've already been able to do that since Ho Chi Minh Trail got snowed out by weather manipulation.
Wouldn't you want a nice big satellite compilation up there in the fucking orbit of the Earth, monitoring all your fucking little tests and shit?
Here, I got a fun little story. Allegations of bribery were made against Raytheon in 1995 in connection with its efforts to win a $1.4 billion radar contract from Brazil. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Raytheon ultimately was awarded the contract after lobbying by the administration of none other U.S. President Bill Clinton.
Ooh, Billy.
Hey.
Bill.
Hey. B. Clint.
Bill going up to bat for Wraith.
B. Clint.
But to the same token is, there again, they are making radar technology that is breaking boundaries in what humans are actually capable of doing.
So that Brazil can enslave their people?
Yeah, but come on. They were enslaved anyway. Yeah, corporations were ruling the world since the Dutch trading company started trading to the American colonies. That. And before, I mean,
they had
the East Indies Company, then you had the Hong Kong trading companies, and come on. You can't just go fault and shit for making our world better. You have to have, like, some ground to stand on.
These companies aren't making the world better. They're just creating, they're perpetuating war.
How did you go about learning all of that? Through the internet, is my point. Through the shit that they gave.
That Raytheon had a lot of ties with developing the internet also.
I mean, you want to talk about...
You can just look at the world around you and say that these war corporations are just perpetuating war. They're doing nothing for good. What is it doing? other than creating more war and money for stockholders?
They're creating a backbone of technology on which the future will be able to have been built.
A future of war.
The future, the past was built on war. There never has not been war. To say that somebody is perpetuating war is not understanding the context in which that war is occurring.
I will say this, all right. Raytheon is turning their guidance missile systems into more or less shooting down incoming missiles instead of shooting to blow up buildings and people and civilians and things. They are turning more towards a, like the Iron Dome is an aggressive attacking missile system. It's a protect the people from other people attacking you type of system. And they're working actually closely with Israel and a company owned by Israel called Rafael, and they're working jointly to develop the new Stunner missile that will be used in Israel's medium-range David Sling missile defense system, which is
David Sling
protecting Israel.
David and Goliath, huh? They have to totally throw that
totally
in.
Totally did that. Isn't that awesome? The Stunner missile.
David Sling.
Friend David Sling gonna stun him out.
Dude, coated in golden diamonds. They should just put big old diamonds. Since Tel Aviv's the number one diamond capital, they should just coat the Stunner missile in diamonds. And right?
I hate to bring the movie back up, but that new Moses movie, The Gods and Kings of Christian Bale.
I really want
to
see that.
I'm telling you, as a Jew, I would be all fired up, dude, about going to kill me some fucking infidels, dude, after seeing that movie. Dude.
Now I'm going to have to watch it.
American no. Sniper for
you're getting
Jews,
me pumped.
You
know?
Yeah, dude. I mean, you because like he's for real, he's Che Guevara, right? And he just goes around doing all this crazy Che Guevara stuff. And there's all these, like, the only way you could get an explosion.
It's Christian Bale, right?
In the past, right? Was to blow up a silo, to light a fire.
The same guy that was like, are you going to just look at her asshole or are you going to eat it? Same guy.
Wow.
Same Christian Bale.
So I got a buddy of mine who's a pretty diehard Christian, and he won't see the movie because of Christian Bale's association with the movie American Psycho.
That's the one.
And I don't respect that at all. I mean, to say that the guy who played Gandhi, what's his name?
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley. Yeah. He's also in this fucking movie. Yeah. About
I love
Moses.
That guy. Ben Kingsley's awesome.
So Ben Kingsley, I mean, it doesn't matter. He speaks for the idea that you should have some faith in not fighting people. You should just, you know, Ben Kingsley, I don't know. He played the very Gandhi part, too. It was awesome.
Sir, isn't he knighted? Isn't he dubbed Sir? Sir Ben Kingsley.
I'm an American. I don't recognize titles of nobility.
No, I don't really believe in them, but they're fun to say. Lovely titles are, actually.
But that's also why I don't believe in corporate titles.
But I'd
Vice
like to
President,
be called Doctor.
Mr. Somebody of the Vice President of the Who the Fuck Corporation. Fuck you. Your name's
Hate
Tom.
Nine.
Your friends call you Tommy. I'm going to call you Tommy. And unless you...
What about a doctor or a professor? Would you address
them
by
a
title?
In the Empire, we have a hierarchy. And when you get up to the top of the hierarchy, you have to have labels, because that establishes hierarchy.
Titles of nobility.
Right? Titles of
what
nobility.
What be called doctor,
which is
professor.
Which is nothing more than being called chief executive officer. Or
nobleman.
It's just titles of... If somebody walks in here, I'm the CEO of Nabisco, it's like, oh, wow.
Oh, hey.
Can I ride in your limo?
Oreos. You totally
CEO of
free
anything.
Oreos,
yeah,
bro.
Exactly. Bro, do you got to connect for like
if he says
double stuff?
If he says he's the CFO, you're like, you ain't shit.
You're
only
stuff.
Making like $10 million a year, dude. Who's the guy making $100 million?
You're like on a
that
second
guy's
tier
cool.
pay level. You suck.
So Raytheon, should we get into SpaceX? A little bit more about Raytheon?
I think we've beaten this one into the ground because we don't necessarily have a leg to stand on in their current wrongdoing. They're currently making the world more awesomer place by building bigger bombs. And
they're building lasers.
And they're building lasers.
Well, they're certainly not going broke.
Operational amplifiers.
Well, no, they can't go broke. They're 90% funded off of government welfare money.
But
they can't go broke. Cannot go broke.
So they're in what town did you say? Arbor something?
They're in Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts. Yeah.
Somewhere
so I brought that place up in Google Maps and I tried finding the location of the building where they're manufacturing these parts. It's not on Google Maps. So then I searched for semiconductor corporations in the area, and there are 15 semiconductor corporations north of Boston in Massachusetts. And it's interesting to me how, when we talk about spin-off corporations, how many companies that MIT graduates have spun off and created with the technology that they're learning in university. And that's my point with why they're killing these executives on the planes. It's like machining the carburetor, right? The super carburetor. There's a carburetor that a guy can just machine out of block of aluminum that's 210% more effective than your standard vehicle.
We've talked carburetor. About that on the show, actually, also.
And so that piece of technology is in that guy's head. And with a drill and a proper machine shop, he could recreate it at any point. And my point is that it's just like the rest of some of these computer technologies. This information is in these guys' head, and they can just rebuild it anywhere, given the right tools. And that's why people are dangerous, and that's why these semiconductor companies are right outside of MIT, because even though they think they're out doing their own thing, starting their own company, they're still under the thumb of the government, and they're still It's not like they're going to make Tomahawk weapons and then sell them to Russia. You know, it's not like if you and I all of a sudden
the CIA tells them that they can
come up with the new super carburetor,
ISIS.
If we try to say that we can take any 69 stock Mustang, right, and then put our carburetor on there and it'll get 90 miles to the gallon, you would get shut down overnight. Like, nobody would allow you to
you run the
that.
What you do is you run the fuel through the AC system, and it compresses it and down enough that you can get 100 miles per gallon in a V8.
No, the technology exists. I mean, that's what we're talking about. But again, it's in people's heads. And every time they machine one and they have a prototype and they're out showing it off to people, trying to get manufacturing rights to it or patenting rights or whatever, they get waxed in every circumstance. You can, even the guy in Australia who's being shown as a quack right now for his new carburetor technology. Or no, the anti-recoil gun. Like, they have made an anti-recoil gun that some military generals are saying they're going to be able to pull off almost unlimited cannon fire weapon, and that they'll be able to attach full on like cannons to drone airplanes because of the loss of recoil, like the level of,
and then we can all fucking get cooked, right?
Oh god, that'd be an awesome.
And that's
game
a good
to play.
And that's a good thing. I can't believe you think that this big corporate military thing is good.
Dude, if you were trying to say that it's not good and we were like subjects of Genghis Khan, I'd be like, shut up, I didn't say that, all right? But, I mean, it's a lot of time has passed, and I, using my internet and my history books, can show military conquest after military conquest after military conquest that we now have spaceships. We didn't used to did have spaceships. And we can show, through no effort of Martin Luther King Jr. or Gandhi, their iPad contributions or the work that their people did in contributing to the creation of satellite systems to have a better look at Mars or to have a better look at Saturn or to cure for cancer. They fucking didn't. Most doctors, lawyers, smart people have taken Hippocratic oaths. They know you can't save everybody, and that some low-level wars have to be perpetuated. You can't just have the common people issues spinning out of control all the time. Calm people, you have to keep them fighting each other so the rich people and the elite can go back to their universities, their MITs, and build these operational amps so that we can see down what's going on the surface of Venus or on the, you know, we expect Saturn's a gas giant, but people talk shit like, fuck, there's no such thing as a gas giant. There's gas on the surface, right? But there is a surface. It's just no way. And so my point is with these kind of technologies, we're going to be able to have a look. We're going to be able to see all of the moons of Saturn, whether or not they're habitable. Shit, we might be able to just see rabbits jumping on other fucking planets as soon as some of these technologies get plugged in.
So you think no. In the end that all these war technologies, it'll come around and be good, like space travel? You think it'll add to space travel?
You're trying to ask me what the value of having an Ark of the Covenant, like a weapon that could fall the walls of Jericho,
right?
What value is there to creating a weapon that's only use is for falling the
to
walls
just kill
of the
everybody
city,
right.
To annihilate people?
What's like, the point of that weapon?
Good work, God. You created an annihilation weapon. Nobody's
because
well,
we already
with
have
it.
That weapon. So I mean, what's left? Just more different types of these weapons? I mean,
it's applications of the use of unweaponizing some of these large blast forces and using their ballistic characteristics to generate energy for power plants, coal. I mean, there were a lot of things that used to be used for bombs that we use to power turbines now.
I don't. We have all this money going out to these military corporations, and I don't see what the end game is.
Yeah, off-world settlements, dude.
I hope that's the end game. I do.
I hope so too. But I mean, we gotta have faith. I mean, it appears as though they're funneling this money into only corporations that can spend that money in building stuff that can only be used in outer space. So to that end, it feels real legit to me to think that they're using these things in fucking outer space.
But it's these guys are a breakaway civilization from the rest of us.
They're going to leave us behind.
They're a breakaway society that doesn't really give a fuck about none of us.
You know, the English commoner would say the same thing about Americans. They'd be like, fuck you. Well, you're going over there?
These are a super advanced technologically.
That's what had to get the boats breakaway. That people took from England to the United States was the most advanced technology ever created. The navigation systems to get from England to Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, but this is not that. This is
this is that. This is space travel. Can't get from fucking Memphis to Thebes without getting lost, dude. You know what I mean? And these people are trying to get from England, from London to Providence, and they're doing it for real. It's a wild accomplishment of technology. It's as big a technology as for us walking to Mars, which we've taken two trucks out there. We've picked the 100 volunteers. They're going to die on Mars. This is happening. It's in gear. That's where your money's being spent.
You think
spent
it's really
on?
Gonna happen? You think yeah. That's not just a bunch of bullshit?
No, that's
it's
a bunch of that's bullshit. Gonna happen. No, that's definitely gonna happen.
It's happening.
Which would bring us to SpaceX.
One of us
should
sign up
actually,
for that. Jim.
No, they've already been picked. You blew it.
that Mars One project. I don't know.
I want to see the TV show.
They've got some wild ideas. They haven't technically proven a few things.
How are they gonna feed everybody?
They're gonna have to figure out how to grow it.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues, but I mean, I know anything about growing plants, but there's a way to grow plants in zero gravity that's far exceeds what you can do on the ground.
Well, they might have to like create shit, maybe. Maybe they'll have to. Oh no, they'll still fucking print it. You can 3D print food, man.
I don't think so, but
yeah, they're using droplets of different kinds of food to 3D print, like fruit roll-ups. Sure.
Chocolate, you could.
And so they're using like, you know, a drop of this and a drop of that and a drop of that, very tightly patterned to create three-dimensional crepes and shit. I mean, it's not like they can't print you a pizza with like bread.
Yeah,
and
it
then
might just
sauce
be a solid
bread.
Chunk of some shit, but it'll be have a fucking enough fucking. It'll be like rice cakes, you know. It'll be full of fucking nutrients, so you
and it'll taste live. Like whatever you want it to taste like ham and gravy or whatever. It'd be like this little ham and gravy cube, or whatever.
Maybe they can harness enough light, you know. Maybe, you know, there's got to be a way to where you can amplify the light to where you can, you know, still allow plants to undergo photosynthesis inside
the
greenhouse.
No, you take bulbs, you just
you can
grow it inside with zero gravity in the proper conditions. You just kick its ass. Like, we can grow potatoes in space with one little tiny root like that and grow a big ass spud up on there, dude, on nothing, on just some little crazy NASA spray. Yeah.
That seems like that'd be the biggest problem. Well, I mean, we know there's water on Mars. So, I mean, they said that's the only thing that makes a Mars colony really doable.
That's
all the frozen
SpaceX
water.
SpaceX thing is all about going to Mars.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that brings us into SpaceX.
Totally does. I mean, so Elon Musk, he was the PayPal entrepreneur, made Tesla Motors, so started SpaceX with the goal of reducing space transportation costs to enable the colonization of Mars. It has developed the Falcon 1 and the Falcon 9 launch vehicles, both of which were designed from conception to eventually become reusable. Then the Dragon spacecraft, which is flown into orbit by the Falcon 9 launch vehicle to supply the International Space Station with cargo. Nice. So a manned version of the Dragon is in development now.
You know, and I've gotten all the Dragon models for the latest patch of Kerbal, if you were wondering, and they're sweet. They're sweet. So I've actually flown all the new Dragon models in the free-to-play online spaceship video game that's pretty realistic. It's dope. Anyway.
Rad.
That's
super rad, actually. Yeah.
You know, so I've flown all of those new Dragon models, and they're very nice. They're quite aerodynamic, and those people are going to get very far. Like, and again, it's really about how you get it into space. Once a lot of them ships are in space and connect to the International Space Station and get their refueled and their crews out from there, man, you can go anywhere on 700. Like, if you got 7,000 effective Delta V, say it worth of kilometers per hour of force to stop, brake, everything, if you just got a tank of that much oomph, right? And that's how oomph is carried in space, right? Like, you carry with you an effective weight to fuel and your thruster ratio. And so you can push yourself from a dead stop in space, like, so fast. Like, if you were to just go from zero to whatever, you would get this much delta V to your weight worth of speed out of your engine in total once you're in space. And then once you manage your fuel at that point, you can go really far using some fun polar and orbital mechanics to just marry up and come real slow up behind planets and stuff in reducing fuel costs. You can go really far.
I was always say his name wrong. Masao Keiku?
Michio Kaku.
Yeah, he had a cool concept of using big, huge parachutes. And you could actually guide them and fly through space just using the currents of the air blowing.
There's
solar wind.
Solar wind. I thought that was kind of cool. That's exactly how they conquered the oceans, was the winds. So,
right, yeah, but again, it was a fuel issue. I mean, it's always
That's what I mean. That you would have the sails so it would hold back on fuel.
Right, but again, it's an inertia thing in space. So once you actually catch speed, you just put it in neutral and coast, you know, until you have to hit the brakes. And a lot of times, if you come in orbit right around the next sun, you'll break it just right by dipping your orbits, and you'll slow down and come into orbit around another planetary body. Anyway, flight mechanics in space are awesome. All right, that's why like high level physicists they can't explain to you how fucking cool it is to the idea of math in space, but it's awesome.
They're like, shit's cool though.
But it's cool because it's like driving a boat. Like, you ever driven a boat on the water?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know how when you're like, you're in your boat and it's kind of a fast speed boat and you can, but you know when to come up to the dock and then hit it in reverse real quick and it come slow into the dock and you've got the motor in reverse and you're giving it reverse and you,
but it's still going forward.
But you're still going forward. Right. So that's a lot like what space travel is like. It's like driving a boat on a pond, but it's in three dimensions.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's in two dimensions because you're just going straight. You know what I mean? So you just either you're going up, down, left, or right. You know? Yeah. So it's very much like being in a boat and driving a boat, being in space. And it's fucking cool. And SpaceX is Elon Musk is personally afraid of staying on the Earth. Yeah. In his day. Like, you can see it in his conversations with Jon Stewart. He's been on The Daily Show a number of times. He's been on Charlie Rose.
I need to get more in tune with cable television. There's some cool shit. We got Henry Kissinger on Colbert.
Yep.
Elon Musk talking about needing to get off Earth. I didn't know anybody of these people were even doing interviews like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're all over pop culture, dude. Everybody knows their name. Everybody knows who Elon Musk is.
Got him on Twitter.
Totally.
I follow Gandhi Dalai Lama on my Google Plus. Yeah. He's blowing me up all the time. He's great.
Dalai Lama, huh?
Dalai Lama. I read a fresh Dalai Lama quote from yesterday every day, and then I see pictures of
He's on Twitter?
Out. Yeah, no, he's on Google Plus.
And Twitter, too, yeah. He's everything. He does everything.
And Twitter. And Pornhub.
Dalai Lama doesn't have much else to do.
But, yeah, that Dalai Lama. So, anyway, that's how I was on
his YouTube handle. Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama.
I think I would be really pissed if there's another Dalai Lama after him. I'm going to be irritated about it. I mean, to this point, he's said, I'm not coming back. I'm toast.
So he's the reincarnation of Buddha, right?
No.
Oh.
Whoa. Don't try to understand Buddhism. Just understand that, like, llamas are a group of dudes who have gotten there, right? Have gotten to like this point as
they've
to where
stuff.
They've decided that they don't want to transcend and that they're just going to reincarnate as a person and that they have the control over that, that they can, you go find me and I'll be a child over there waiting for you. You pick me up and then we'll do this thing again. And the Dalai Lama is basically the most spiritually advanced and more or less the guy. It's really hard to define Buddhism. I'm not going to try to. He's like the Pope of all the rest of the Lamas. You can put it like that.
Well, here's to
him. Oh, there we go.
I'm glad that...
Coming to an end here.
We could wind that up with that. That's pretty cool. Elon Musk, he's pretty cool, too. Raytheon, I don't know. They're not so cool in the warmongering, profit-making aspect of it, but perhaps they do have technological relevance to the future.
To bring hard something to the table. Well, I wish we could have got more into space travel. That would have been fun. But Intel Scanner, Tuesday nights.
Oh, yeah. Everybody love each other. We love you. Thanks for tuning in.